24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page 1? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, the violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music, technology, and business success. Please follow us online at www.ladyze.com and on all social networks at ladyze. Please pull out your phones and follow us on Instagram at ladyze. And if you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge on the Bashani Radio app, you can actually switch screens without missing out on anything because the app plays in the background. So you can continue going to Instagram and following me at ladyze. So my next guest is a business leader, a member of Connected Women of Influence, a fashion designer, a fashionista, and just the designer of Siren Skirts. She is just has such a whimsical, fun clothing line and eye for design. And I'm just super excited to present to some and to introduce to others, Monique Guzman. Hola, señorita.
Thank you, Z. Thank you for the lovely intro.
I've been learning my Spanish, so whenever I can use a little bit of it, I jump at the opportunity to do that. So, hola.
Hola, Z. So great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, I'm glad you're here. So, what drew you to fashion design? Like, what was the catalyst or the spark that
I have been in fashion, I guess, since I can remember, maybe 5-6 years old, going to church with my family and literally not listening at all to what was going on and just like looking at everybody's fashion, like okay, she's got style, she doesn't have style. Just went through everybody. I mean, it was just like, you know, love the hats and the gloves and, you know, the shoes and all of it, right? When I was 14, I made my first top. And then I made it with a pattern, because in those days, my mom made all of our clothes. And then I was like, I don't like doing things with patterns. I want to do my own thing. So after that, I've been in the fashion for, I mean, it's nonstop. And I'm and before that, I'm an artist, true artist. Mm-hmm. So anything that I can get my hands on, whether it be anything of the senses, whether it be food or landscaping or architecture, I'm a true artist, so I do it all. So,
oh wow!
Yeah, I am. I'm kind of a Renaissance woman, and I need to create. So that's I guess I'm a creator and I have an imagination. Yeah,
that's awesome. So
yeah,
you know, I think, you know, for me, when I think about fashion and what to wear, I get anxiety. Like, I've had people comment and say that, oh, you have such great style. And I was like, if you only knew. It is such a struggle. So how do you make it look so, like, easy and effortless?
You know,
doing it, like, practically all your life.
Right. I actually don't think about it. I wake up, and depending on my mood, it's like a creative outlet, and it makes me happy, if that makes sense. And I just go with it. I'm always doing my own thing. I might make an outfit because of a pair of earrings I want to wear, or I'll make an outfit around a pair of shoes I want to wear, or I make an outfit depending on my mood. And I have many moods. So, you know, it's like emotions. People always stick to a certain look. I think people should do any look they want if that's how they feel, and just own it and go for it. And, you know, just it's so much fun. I love color and textures. My favorite things are leather and lace and silk and.
Oh yes, you love leather. And
leather, lace, and silk.
So I have a question. Do you have like a video of your fashion that I can get at the end?
Yes. Yes. We have, I have a YouTube site.
Okay.
So you can look at the latest runway show at Portland Fashion Week.
Oh,
which
okay.
is a full collection. And you'll,
oh, so
kind
you,
of fun.
Did, you did Portland Fashion Week?
Yeah, I've done Portland Fashion Week. I've done New York Fashion Week. 2013, I did London Fashion Week last year for sustainable designers, and London Fashion Week 2013. So I've done, I'm not a novice when it comes to
right. I never thought you were a novice at all. That's awesome that you've done the Fashion Week.
Absolutely. Yeah, So I'm a kind of a senior experienced person. I come down there and I start mandando.
I love it. I love it. So what has it been like, you know, working these very high profile runway fashion shows and, you know, just organizing the hairstylists, the models, the makeup artists? What is that whole process like, you know, in the midst of just harnessing your creative process and making sure that the clothes are portraying the image that you're looking for?
Right. It looks a lot more rock star from the outsider's perspective. And my issues have always been the level of professionalism. So whether it be the models, the makeup, the photographers, the production company, just everything. And I have such a high standard. So that's been for me, for back of the house experience, it's always, you know, it could be in the contract, you can say things, you know, in conversations building up to the show, but it's a major CF. I don't know if you know what that means. I think
I
want to say
what CF means. I know what that means.
A lot of that.
Well, you know what? I just organized hair show in January. It was hair.
Right.
And I remember we had talked about it.
Yeah, the time was kind of, yeah.
And, you know, 2 days later, I ended up walking away from the company that I was working with because I was not happy with the level of professionalism.
Yeah.
That I was bringing to the table versus, you know.
Right.
I don't want to get into all of it, but I can relate. I said
so that's slightly. Probably my mm-hmm. the biggest like the downfall of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end product, what the upside of it is that you can say I did that.
Right.
And
that is
and
the upside for sure to say that
yeah,
you had a bit of your
so
resume.
If you go in with eyes open
mm-hmm.
and when I did New York Fashion Week, I actually this is just me. This was 2013. This is 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I brought, they were providing hair, makeup models. They provided photographers. I went in knowing that I still brought in a model that I found in London. I brought them over to New York. I brought two photographers and an assistant for me so that I had my own Siren Skirts team.
Right. That was probably a very smart thing.
Super smart thing to do. And let me tell you, people are like, who's she? You know, because I was going to be professional no matter what. So even if the photos didn't come through with those mm-hmm. people, I knew that I had my photographer there.
Right.
And we did a shoot on site in New York on Times Square during Fashion Week.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was like I said, I go in, I'm a professional. And if you don't meet my standards, you will hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. So, you know, because it's a lot of investment on the designer's
right.
part.
Absolutely.
It's a huge investment.
For
and
you to buy those models from London and the photographer, that's thousands.
Well, and just just putting together a collection itself.
Right. The material.
And you curate the, it just takes
not
so
cheap.
Much. Mm-hmm. And then they think, you know, if we can just throw something together, you know, No.
That does not work. Throwing it together. No, it doesn't. I love it. I mean, I love how your level of excellence. I love that. And I think, you know, it's so important for us to, you know, as entrepreneurs to really operate in excellence and, you know, just really understand the investment that it takes to move your company forward, because investment is required to move your company forward.
Right. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So when you're approaching, I mean, you probably are wrapping up your summer and spring fashions if you haven't finished it already, right?
I am, well, with the situation going on right now, the worldwide epidemic. It's hard on my company and my brand because I am a luxury brand, mm-hmm. and so my clients, it's not something that people are buying because it is a luxury brand.
Mm-hmm.
Being that said, putting that aside, I was actually in before all this restructuring the brand, and I'm going to expand it. So I have a lot of good fun things coming up.
Are you some luxury face masks?
No,
like
no,
face cute
no.
Too.
yeah. I'm expanding it to reach a multi-level type of clientele. So
mm-hmm.
we're expanding it. So we'll still have the Siren Skirts, but we're going to expand it to have a combination marketing. It's a balance of two things. So it's really, I'm really excited. I can't divulge it, but it's exciting stuff. It's exciting.
Okay, that's great. So let's go back to Siren Skirts. Like I've seen the images of some of the fashion shows, and I've seen I mean, I love a nice long skirt.
Mm-hmm.
I love a nice skirt, because, you know, for me, I really don't like showing off my legs. I prefer modest and fly. That's my
nice,
that's my aesthetic, modest and fly.
Nice.
Yeah, so what was your, you know, your vision, you know, like, I know we talked about, you know, what got you into fashion, but how did you conceptualize this,
right,
this brand?
Okay, so Siren Skirts is, the actual logo is actually the whirlwind or the wisps of eddies that a woman leaves behind, when her essence, when she walks by. So her smell, her aura, her something, an air that she leaves. To me, my brand not only is a sustainable brand, but it's about embracing individual. Each individual is special, and I want to embrace the curves of a woman and empower them, because that brings power too. If you know what you have and you embrace it, that has power in it. So my designs embrace a feminine curves. So my archetype is the lover and the magician. So the prints we use are fun prints. It hides imperfections that women get hooked up on in their head, but they really, most people don't see them. And then they feel really good. And they're like, wow, I look like statuesque, gorgeous, like almost illegal, right? Because you feel that way. And then you walk a little bit and it's like, what just happened? You know, like, who just walked by? So that, and when I do that, that's where it becomes a magician. I change the person's perspective on how they look at themselves. And then they transform in front of me with this smile and this mm-hmm. confidence. And then when I tell them the story, because each piece is named like a painting. Mm-hmm. So once I tell them the story and I draw them in, I become the lover. Do you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's all this. You know, once you come and you see and you ask and I get you in a piece and you love it, I have drawn you in and you're hooked.
Right, and that's it. Right.
Every client of mine, they have, that's it, that's over. They just keep buying Siren Skirts. They just want more. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, I empower the woman and protect the earth and have a little fun. Why not?
So you said that your designs are sustainable, and then you also yes. said that each one has a name. So I'm going to yes. go to the sustainability piece.
Yeah.
So how do your designs respect and protect the environment?
Okay. So number one, I'm slow fashion. So that in itself, I'm not mass produced. It's made in San Diego. I'm not in some factory overseas. Mm-hmm. It's not, when you build fast fashion, you actually are building more clothes into the landfill. Mm-hmm. Because it's also cheaper fashion. So mm-hmm. fast fashion, cheaper fashion goes to the landfills. People buy, people throw away. Plus it's not mass produced. So it becomes art. It is one only one. Each piece is never, ever duplicated.
Oh.
So that's another, you know, so it becomes super unique, just like you are unique. So that's right. Why my hashtag is only one exists, only one you, only one world, only one Siren Skirt, only one exists.
Only one.
So it's a consciousness.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay. So, all right. So that also is very eco and sustainable in understanding the fragility.
Right.
Now, yeah. I am zero waste. I was zero waste when I started 11 years ago, before it was a hype. I didn't do it because it was something that was a hashtag somewhere else. I did it because that's how I feel, how I run my life. Everything, we shouldn't be dumping things in the trash.
Wow,
every piece of thread
beautiful.
Is saved. Everything that I do, there's no trash. Absolutely no trash. What any factory, whether a factory or another company that says sustainable, no one talks about what they do with their leftovers. Nobody talks about it. And that's a huge amount of trash when you're making millions of units of clothing.
Wow.
Numbers. So now we're going.
With your fragments and your remnants?
So the remnants, the offcuts.
Uh-huh.
We have many things. So in my packaging, when you get your thing in the mail, or if you uh-huh. come into the studio, it's plastic free. So with the bigger pieces, I make these cute drawstring bags that are also one of a kind. I mix and match patterns, and each design comes in its own unique drawstring bag. It's a fabric bag, and it's super fun because you never know what you're going to get.
That is so cute. I love it.
I also make accessories that you can buy. For instance, I make these organic lavender pouches. I make jewelry. I make belts. I make, oh my goodness, with the bigger pieces, I make more designs, more skirts that are actually my best sellers when I mix and match fabrics and colors and patterns. It's just super fun. It's called the eco cut of the siren skirt. So it's really fun. In the London show and in the Portland show, I finished an avant-garde piece. The avant-garde piece was made 100% with my trash. And it's gorgeous. I haven't photographed it yet, but so I'm always creating new things to do with my offcuts.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. So yeah. How can people see your beautiful art pieces, your wearable art? Where can they
Everything on online, whether you like Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube, the website. I'm on Tumblr. I'm on everything.
You're on Tumblr?
I'm on Tumblr.
You are on everything. I'm not even on Tumblr. I mean, actually, yeah, I am on Tumblr. I just don't.
So I'm all over. You do Siren Skirts, you'll find me.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. So when you were, as you launched your clothing line, like what challenges did you face and how did you overcome them to be able to do Fashion Week all over the world?
Okay. It always comes down to money. Mm-hmm. Always money, because as an artist, the starving artist, I know it's always said that, but it is true. Where do you find it? Because you have to have the machines, you have to have a place to work, you have to buy the finest fabrics. There's so many tools, and there's all the marketing, the photography. So right. I've had to, remember I said back in the beginning of our interview, I said I'm a Renaissance woman.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay. So I am literally a jack of all trades. So I do all the drawings, the cutting, the pattern making, everything. I make everything. I don't have an assistant.
So you make everything from
concept, with these hands.
Everything. Wow. Wow. So, that's incredible.
And I do all the marketing, all the photo shoots. I will train my models if I need to. My background is I'm a retired professional dancer, and I've also been in production for, 25 years. I know how to do pretty much everything. So I had to do all myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Like
we have a lot in common.
Yeah. For the fashion weeks, I did all the music. Because of my music background.
You're a musician too.
Well, I was a musician back when I was younger, but as a, I don't know if, do you know flamenco?
Yeah.
So one of my styles of dancing that I did professionally was flamenco. So I am a natural drummer because I had to work with my feet, and I speak like the drummer language. Uh-huh. So I teach musicality. I teach body, like to learn how to move with the music.
Right.
So,
right.
And because of my background in music, I know exactly what I want with my music, and I'll go with a person that has the machinery, and I'm like, okay, this is what I want. I want this to bleed into here. I want this up. I want this down. The notes, because every song has like underbellies. You have the top. I'm sure there's technical jargon, but the guys understand me.
The and treble, like, the bass, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I go, I want more of this, I want less of this, and I want you to bring in this all the way through. And when we finish, they're like, shit, I want to work with you. I mean, I know what I want, and right, I know how long a runway has to be. The music has to be cut a certain amount of time. And like I said, I come in with my flash drive and I'm like, here to the DJ. And I'm like, don't worry, I know what I'm doing. So.
Right. So, that's great. That's
awesome. Yeah.
So what three tips would you give to any aspiring clothing designers who are looking to either start or take their company to the next level?
Yeah. Well, if you love what you do, stick to it. Keep doing it. Just keep doing the art part. And you have to do research. You have to read. You have to, people don't think like, oh, it's like super, like not, it's going to be all fun and games because it's fashion. Mm-hmm. There is that side that is not the fun stuff. You have to do your homework. Go to trade shows like Magic. This is a trade show that happens twice a year, and there's a show in Las Vegas and a show in New York. You have to network like you don't even know. You never know who you don't know. You just gotta network and push your product. Now, if you believe in your product, you have to talk the talk. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk. You have to believe in yourself and you
have confidence. Confidence.
Also, have a mission. Have a mission and have a story behind your brand. If you don't have a story and a mission, then it's just anybody else wants to do. So many people want to be a fashion designer, but you have to hone in on your mission statement and your story, and you got to do your homework.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. I think that's some great advice to do your research and be passionate and just jump in there.
Yeah. You know,
be fearless. I think that's some great advice.
Yeah.
So how can people connect with you one more time?
Oh, you can find me anywhere. You can find me on my website.
Right.
On any social media, Siren Skirts, any social media. I will answer you within 15 minutes. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Monique Guzman. I'm here for you, for my clients and for people, anybody.
Oh, that's beautiful. So I urge all my fashionistas who are listening to go ahead and support Monique Guzman. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Z. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
A day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.